This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We chat for a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Michaela Freitas. Welcome, Michaela.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. What are you working on? What are you doing at the U of A?
I've actually been working in Dr. Rebecca Page's lab for the last year and a half. And Dr. Page's lab is a structural biology lab that focuses our efforts on a special class of proteins known as phosphatases, which is an enzyme that removes phosphates from other proteins. These proteins are key players in the chain events that happen in our body every second of every day, known as cell signaling.
So we want to keep those proteins clear of phosphates, and these other guys are in charge of that.
Yes, that is their job. And they do a really good job of it, too.
How do they do it? Do they just vacuum it up or do they change it?
So it's actually just reactions. I have been studying one particular phosphate known as calcineurin.
Calcineurin?
Yes.
That sounds like an evil villain.
He's actually not. He's our friend. And although this protein is very small, calcineurin makes up 1% of the total mass of your brain, which is kind of a lot. And this guy is very important for your brain function. You couldn't form any memories or learn any new skills without calcineurin. Put it this way, this guy never gets a day off.
What do the phosphates do? Why do they have to leave the party?
So they're just a source of energy that like to turn on other molecules. And so a phosphatase is one that's able to turn it off when it needs to be turned off.
They turn things on all the time, like they're turning the lights on in the house everywhere, but they need
so
to
they
not.
They are turning on all the lights everywhere, but they aren't particularly bad. In some cases, we do need these molecules turned on, and that's why we have kinases. But this lab specifically studies phosphatases, and we want to know how it's actually turning off and why they are turning things off in the cycle. Calcineurin's dysfunction is linked to Alzheimer's disease and Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to uncover as many details about calcineurin interactions and function as possible.
What got you interested in brain chemistry?
This was a phosphate of particular interest to me for the fact that I am also a psychology major.
Ah.
Yes. And so I'm very interested in the psychology of people and neuroscience.
Neuroscience is just like this new frontier because there's so much mystery.
There's a lot of things about the brain that we still do not understand. So we are starting small, and a way that we are doing that is by studying calcineurin. And a good way to learn a lot about someone is to talk to their best friends. Calcineurin has two really close friends. One of those close friends is a scaffold protein known as an A kinase anchoring protein, ACAP for short, which is a protein that I've spent the most time investigating. Dr. Thomas Moon, who is also my mentor and benchmate, is looking at the other close friends of calcineurin, which is a protein known as R2-alpha. And these proteins have kept Dr. Moon and I pretty busy, but it's also been a lot of fun.
Checking out the R2, D2, and what was the one that you're looking at?
And our good friend ACAP.
ACAP.
Yep.
And they're like a little brain gang.
Mm-hmm, it is. And all three, they just make it work. Like the teamwork makes the dream work, even
exactly.
On the molecular level.
Got any plans for post-graduation?
Yes, I'm actually a senior. I am currently applying for graduate school right now, and hopefully by this time next year, I'll be starting my PhD in biochemistry. Fingers crossed.
Well, I'll cross our fingers for you.
Thank you.
What about music? You ever listen to that stuff?
Oh, yes. I'm constantly listening to music.
It's good for your brain.
It is. But The type of music I listen to the most is electronic pop. My current favorite artists are Verité and Las Avis.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.